So there's this term that our fashionista Andy Page said to us that neither of us really heard about until Andy told us about it. So now she's going to tell you it's called makeup baking. Hello, Andy.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, I'm not going to send you to the kitchen. No cooking involved. But probably many of your listeners have heard the term makeup baking. Perhaps they've seen a tutorial on YouTube or, you know, something pinned about it on Pinterest. And makeup baking has basically what it is it's allowing your foundation or concealer and powder to sit on your skin for a period of time, usually 5 to 10 minutes, and allow the heat of your body to actually kind of congeal it. I know that doesn't sound very, you know, appetizing, but that's kind of what's happening. And the truth is this has been around for a while. However, if you are using products that you just, you know, buy from your local drugstore, you're not going to get the same results, because true makeup baking is done properly with invisible setting powder, which many, makeup companies now have, but invisible powder is really important. And then the timing of the application is also important for makeup baking. And makeup baking is basically a way to create a crease-free highlighted result. And now, where would we want that? We want that under the eyes, right? Perhaps you want that on your chin. Perhaps right. You want that on your cheekbones. Anywhere that you'd want to highlight or brighten, okay? And the Kardashians are known for this, okay? So this is one of the things that they do, and probably why it's become so popular. So what it basically is after you put on your foundation and your concealer, before there are any lines, you want to make sure that you've taken your sponge and there are no lines whatsoever. You then want to go in with your invisible powder and truly cake on the powder. So you cake it on. You apply a lot of it, okay? A lot of it. So you cake it underneath your eyes. You cake it on your chin and wherever, again, you want to highlight. And then you go about putting on your makeup. So you put on your eyebrows and your eyeshadow and your blush and your lipstick and you do all the rest. And then at the very end, then you brush away all of that excess powder. And then you want to set your face with your setting spray. Now, this is a lot of work. But the truth of the matter is, if it's done properly with the right products, then it is true you get an amazing crease-free result. But many of us have been taught that if you use too much powder, it makes you look old. I mean, I was taught that. Were you taught that, Brooke?
Yeah, because you look like grandma.
That's right. You're taught that powder sits in your creases and it makes you look old. So this is where making sure you use the right powder and you use the right technique works. Because if you really do use this invisible powder and then you set it with a makeup spray, it's true. You're going to look younger, and it highlights and it brightens your face, and it really works with any contouring that you're doing. It's a great way to get a flawless result, especially for pictures. So there
okay.
you go. Makeup baking. Yep.
All right. Make and cake it on.
I know, right? To even use the word baking and caking it on does sound a little odd with makeup, because that's not especially what we all want to do. It's just a technique that it won't give you that result, but it's a way to get there.
It's okay. I still have my Easy Bake Oven. I'm all set.
Well, for more tips like this, please head over to my Pinterest page so you can see a little more about what I'm talking about. Please pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, and be sure to follow me on Pinterest and head over to my website, sensestyle.com.
Fantastic. Thank you for baking us through there, Andy.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Tommy and Brooke in the morning. 105.7. Star 105.7.